Mate, I just love technology. I love new things that make people's lives easier. And that has been the goal for technology inventions forever.
Yes, it has been.
It's not always about blowing stuff up. Sometimes it is. A lot of times, that's where we get our modern inventions from.
Plenty of tech in that area. Warfare
from
and the like.
Warfare, and then they go, oh, how can we adapt that to help people rather than destroy them? So we've got a thing called a Dyson at my place. The stick vacuum.
Yeah.
And I loved reading the backstory of Mr. Dyson, because he was mucking around with this for years.
Richard Dyson.
His wife was just so unimpressed.
Dick Dyson.
She was making all the money, and he's at home just mucking around with vacuums and getting knockback after knockback. He got so many knockbacks, and eventually he got to where he wanted. I mean, you would have just laughed at the wife then, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you have just rubbed it in a little bit?
Look how good this thing's sucking.
Don't know if he would have said
that. He would have said that. Oh, finally, I've got the formula.
She thought he was mad. I'm sure they're happy now. Look, that's a great example of a good invention.
Brilliant. Yeah, great.
And, you know, you think maybe one day I could be like Mr. Dyson. I mean, I don't think my wife's patient enough, but maybe I might be able to get something off the ground. Here's my latest one.
Are you sure you want to disclose this on radio? What if someone steals your idea?
I'd actually love somebody to be able to do it.
Okay, great.
Coffee makers in cars.
Yeah.
Why don't we have that? Like in your higher end car, so you've got a little spot, you know, we already know that in some cars they have like a little fridge that is built in. So, you know, obviously you can get Engels and Wacos, you can get the dual battery system for four-wheel drives and get the whole setup.
Yep.
But some cars do have a little fridge that just runs in them. Mm. So you could have your milk in there.
Yep.
You only got to fill your milk up really once a week.
Okay.
There'll be warning for the milk and all the rest of it. You've got a water tank. Have a water tank, small water tank in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You just pop your pods in. How handy! You know when you're running late and you're I don't even have time to get a coffee.
On one hand, it seems a bit flamboyant.
Right.
And a bit extravagant. But I don't think it's horrible. I don't think it's a horrible idea. Would a car manufacturer make every model of their car? That probably not, but it might be like an added, you know how you can go, want cruise control, I don't want this, and you pay a bit extra. I think if they could engineer it, you've had worse ideas. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So you might say, can I please have the Holden Barista model?
You're genius. I don't often say that, but that is just brilliant.